Test. 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 Testing. Test.
Check this out.
Ranger.
Autonomous Action Radio, a multimedia radio show, a website, an idea, a suggestion, an action plan. Because it's up to us now.
This communique will most likely be marked and destroyed shortly after it is discovered. Listen on at your own risk. The urban industrialized society that you live within is systematically destroying the environment. The Mechanopolis is destroying the planet. You have been psychologically programmed to believe that this is not happening. Pockets of resistance have been weeded out and crushed.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Autonomous Action Radio. I'm your friendly anarchist host, Linda, and on the show we're going to be playing an interview from this Monday's edition of the Anarchy Show on 4ZZZ with Izzy, Nikki and Andy in the studio talking about the up-and-coming Freedom Flotilla from Lake Eyre to West Papua. Izzy and Nikki are from Melbourne and dropped into the 4ZZZ studio on their way to Noosa, where they boarded a boat to sail to Cairns, where the boats are going to set sail for the flotilla's journey to West Papua. But first I'd like to mention the events which have taken place in Turkey over the last little while.
Dozens were injured when police violently dispersed a 1,000-strong crowd from a park in Istanbul.
Spread from Istanbul to the capital Ankara. Police have fired tear gas and water cannon in both cities, with dozens of people reported injured.
What started as a peaceful sit-in against plans to build a shopping complex in Istanbul has turned into this.
Now, Turkey's government calls for calm as it braces for a possible fourth day in a row now of violence after protesters and police clashed again overnight.
I haven't been able to interview any anarchists from over there yet, but I have got this letter to read out, which was published by Europeans Against the Political System. Dearest, first of all, we are fine. We are exposed to some gas, but it's okay. After some experience of inexplicable pain, you just get used to it. Well, let me tell some insight of the movement. It's not about defending any ideology, but just standing side by side against fascism. And it is more than defending a park. This was the sparkle which triggered all unhappy by the ruling government. This is the reckoning day for all that government is responsible of through the last decade. Mass massacres in Haiti. May 2013, more than 170 people. In Yildiz, December 2011, 40 people. And the prohibitions for making meetings. For the police terror with tear gas whenever some meets. The censored media attempt on prohibition of alcohol use and sale after 10 p.m. The cheat scandals on public and central exams like university or state officials' election exams. Destruction of forests now for the third grade they plan. The tortures all minorities suffered, Kurds, women, lesbians, gays, bisexuals. So there are lots of people standing side by side. We fight together, help each other, feed each other, pour milk and talcid water and lemon on our faces after each single tear gas attack. We are as strong as we are diversified because all we want is one and only, resign Tayyip, our sultan. Well, Tayyip seems like he doesn't want to step back, so we will resist, and I feel like this excitement will not expire that easily. Our barricades are strong and we hold still. Now anarchy, quite peaceful sort of anarchy, rules in Taksim and around. People sell and drink alcohol outside. All walls, and I mean really all walls, are painted with writings against fascism, Tayyip police force, and in favour of solidarity and barricades of burnt police cars and government supporting media cars. Dearest, you should have seen Istanbul now. It has never been more beautiful. When I wake up happy, smiling. And on the streets, you see that on every face. Well, I said to myself then, if there is something as beautiful as love, that must be revolution. I don't know what will happen, but I am sure everything will be better soon. You can share any part or all of this letter anywhere, because no news coming from Turkey is trustable. We need you to spread our voice as much as you can.
Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world. Millions of despairing men, women, and little children. Victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In you, you, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite.
Live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone.
Chance to work that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power, but they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason. A world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
The song you just heard was by an artist from the UK by the name of Nightwolf. It featured Charlie Chaplin and was called Name of Democracy. Nightwolf wrote this song after being inspired by the uprising in Turkey. If you'd like to download that song, it is available from SoundCloud. And the bedding music playing underneath my voice is from Jaw, an incredibly talented musician and anarchist from Melbourne. You can find his music at music.jore.cc.
افكارك محورك حوالين قصة واحدة اسمها مخيم طريق طويل حتى لحظة ملاش نهاية سمعنا لتمشي معنا احنا شغل عيش صفار هيك الكل فكرنا ليش بتستنى مننا كل لابسين واعي المساعات ايه راح فكرك لبعيد احنا مفقفين عنا اسرى مو بعدين عنوان قضية مش عنصرية بحب اللاجئين حياتنا صعبة بنتعامل معها كلعبة بدون استسلام اوهم حقيرة خلتني احلام احلم احلام خليني كاتب نتقابل بعدين خليني كاتب متقابل بعدين خليني كاتب متقابل بعدين
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where is the survivors? From where is the brain?
من هناك من هناك من هناك من هناك
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where is the survivors? From where is the brain?
هناك من هناك.
Or a metaphor, waiting for the wall to fall before peace and justice for all. To answer our call, all the appalls can be recorded or ignored by the vessels of old. Spill the blood with the word, repeat history, absurd. Holocaust survivors now look to perpetrators. Genocide of product instigated. Typically cruel nature unstated. A whole nation in a concentration camp. Passports stamped black, nation denied lack of medical supplies. Stack the wall, we wait but can't hold back. But don't expect us to wait quietly, suddenly, day and nightly. An international movement against the powers that be, that stand between those that are free and those that should be eliminated. Complacency, cause of vacancy, consciousness, no time to wait and see. Who's to die at the hands of foreign policy? From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where is the survivors? From where is the brain?
Min halak, min halak, min halak, min halak.
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain?
But where is the brain? من هناك من هناك من هناك. هات هبت بدي اطلع مش عارف اعيش. الشمس حتطلع بس بتوصلني. شايفني بكبر بكبر وانا بصغر معاه. مش عارف اطلع من داري كزدرة. جاري بداري وانا بدار جاري. الواضع عنا مثل بلاد اندرة مسخرة. مش لحالك عايش هيك عيشة. بكفي لك شرف ابن دهيشة. شهداء ضحوا بدمهم عشان انت تعيش. وهسا جاي تحكي لي خايف بديش. شمسك ايش الناس الها نور وعلى هيك بتعيش. بناجي الرسمات انكتبت بكلمة محمود درويش. المخيم منا قلنا عايش بينا واحنا فيه. العودة جاية منا الارض بتنادي. ثورة تقلب اللي بقيت يحتيه. جودي من الموجود خلي ثورة تسود. جنودي رجع حدود ابن الزود والسود. منا ترجع حزنا قلنا يلا جد سدد هدد امن اسرائيل. اسرائيل اقلبها ثورة حمرة رجع الحطين. يلا كفاح مسلح خلي الشعب يتسلح حتى الارض تصلح. ممنوع تدخل ها فيش شغل. تصريح تفوت مخيمك وفيش امل تدخل. من كاد مشارع المخيم كبير ولاد صغار بتلعب فيه. ليش من كال مش عايشين. بسمع صوت جاري بنادي عمر كل الكليتين. والجامع صوته عالي كاد ما هو كريم. مش عشان مركب سماعتين. وين انا بطلش شباب المخيم. انا والشباب بنقعد بنكش مبسوطين على الحال مدومين. كل يوم انا نفس الروتين. بالنسبة للمخيم حكم محلي. لا سلطة ولا جيش بيقدر يحكمني. تقدرش كل اطلع حتى لو بتطمع. نضايل قاعد هان لحد ما ارجع. كون ضربة شوية مخ مش تحمل سلاح والطخ. هيك احتلالك بينخ مش نام تاكل وتشخ. مخيم يعيش تشوفت كبرت عرفت اتعودت متريفت مسيكت اشتغلت اتحسنت فوقت مش من موتت. كوم يلا اصحى حس هوقت الحز واللاز بس. حرك حالك شوف كيف ممكن توقف. المبدأ للتراجع واللف. عنواني واضح مخيم الديشة. لاجئين صبرين حيفا. هي الدولة فلسطين فلسطين.
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where are the survivors? From where are the brave?
من هناك من هناك من هناك من هناك.
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where are the survivors? From where is the brave?
من هناك من هناك من هناك من هناك.
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where are the survivors? From where is the brave?
من هناك من هناك من هناك من هناك.
From where is the suffering? From where is the pain? From where is the survivors? From where is the brave?
من هناك من هناك من هناك من هناك.
Exciting to be here. And the song that you just heard was Min Halak, and we recorded that in Palestine in a refugee camp called Dahesha.
Introduced Izzy. Welcome. Hey. Izzy back to the studio.
Thank you.
And Basie and Nikki.
Hello.
From 3CR, host of the Earth Matters show.
Yeah, Earth Matters. And we'll do another show called Global Intifada, which is a music show. We play revolutionary and protest music that from around the world.
Sounds awesome. And we're here, I guess you're here because of the West Papua Flotilla, the Freedom flotilla?
We sure are. So the expedition is beginning in a lot of ways as of today. We have one boat that's coming on the Freedom Flotilla that's up in Noosa, and so we're heading that way to sail it to Cairns today. We also thought we'd drop in on the embassy mob here as well to, organise stuff for when we come through with the convoy at the end of July.
Fantastic. And you've got the possible...
Yes, we have about 60 hours left, or maybe 50 left on the possible, which is a crowdfunding campaign to raise money for the flotilla to West Papua. So I'm sure there'll be lots of unforeseen expenses. We're trying to move lots of people across treacherous waters all the way to West Papua. So, we need your support. So if people want to get on possible and go to Freedom Flotilla West Papua, or freedomflotillawestpapua.org, donate now, because if we don't reach the quota, we don't get the cash.
Now, Izzy, can you give a bit of a background of who you are, you're about?
It could be a long-winded story, but I don't know if we need to go there. But
in a nutshell.
I don't know. How would you say it in a nutshell, Nikki?
Izzy's from Combat Wombat.
Thank you. Yeah, Combat Wombat, United Struggle Project, and of late, the Freedom Flotilla to West Papua. So, it's been a life of lots of music, lots of protests, lots of action, lots of creative resistance around the world. And I've met lots of inspiring and amazing characters and places on my travels, I guess, that has inspired the creativity that still was coming out. Gotcha.
She's a bit of a visionary too.
and
a psychedelic variety sometimes.
So how did you both get involved in this West Papua flotilla?
A long time ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, maybe longer, I was at the Tent Embassy in Canberra, and I was there with Uncle Kevin Buzzacott, who's an Arabana elder from Lake Eyre area, and it was there we met up with a whole lot of West Papuans, and they shared their stories about what was happening there. And it was during that time that Uncle Kevin learned that there was a big connection between, I guess, the people of Papua and Aboriginal people here. And from when the land was joined, they had these shared dreamtime stories and these shared connections on a spiritual level and a cultural level, and therefore being one people and seeing the struggle that the West Papuans were facing, he decided that we should do something about it. So he was like, Izzy, find me some boats. Anyway, I think we've found a few boats. It's been a long and a massive undertaking. We've got a couple of boats and we need a few more. So, anyone with a boat out there that wants to come on a really important adventure for human rights and justice, this is your chance. And from that day, I guess, we've been kind of building on it and networking and talking to as many people as possible. And now it's actually becoming a reality. From the 20th of July, we're meeting at Lake Eyre and then cruising out across the country up to Brisbane by the end of July, and then up to Cairns mid-August to set sail.
Yeah, man, me a tell them say, them can't put me in a them system. No one can come and control me. I mean, know where me come from, I mean, know where me going. Me got a clear vision.
Oh, we come from nowhere. Where me coming from, the ghetto, still me never big decision. I will bow down nowhere. Me got about the best, I know me living for the best. I will bow down nowhere. Where me coming from, the ghetto, still me never big decision. I will bow down nowhere. Me got about the best, I know me living for the best.
Set sail on a path of destruction. Overconsumption dictates fate, incarcerates any anti-state activity. Why can't it be a quest for liberty to set us free? Instead, those at sea are binding with the pepper spray of propaganda coming at you like a vulture. Monoculture, I told you, they soldier. Cause life is cheap, the price of a heartbeat dying in the streets.
Alright! Some people sometimes, but could not ever fool everyone every time. Some need
better than the one that them be heavy like the pizza with the system from the bush. I said so wicked and so real. If you not believe me, do not check out and see. Them want to keep the billions, they fi wanna get the millions. But long time me tell them there's a good over evil and life over there, the land God over the
world.
I will bound up nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Well, me coming from the ghetto, still me never build the system. I will bound up nowhere, nowhere. Me cut about the rest, I know me living for the best. I will bound up nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Well, me coming from the ghetto, still me never build the system. I will bound up nowhere. We talk about the rest, I know we're living for the best.
City grime, the gang crimes. Lifeline shotten by the hard times. But the ghetto rhymes like bells chime. Under rusty tin, hear the din of the prophets within the can game. East streets cold mud, bare feet. Looking for something to eat, but I taste something sweet in the people that I meet. Determination and skill, survival and will to wade through the blood spilled. As politicians lie like mudslides to the street wise, AIDS cries. But something other, glowing under artistic, thunder protrude the rubble, double backflip, stumble to a voice so sweet to get you back on your feet through the rubbish to publish a voice. Publish a voice, publish a voice.
We have to speak the truth and not shame the wicked devil. Shushan is a run and now we're stepping next level. Begging at the rest is them a fist and miserable. When we speak the truth and them a turn and call me rebels. Pick up and together you to positively hustle. I play fresh and blaze and you rise up from the saddle. To imitate the fashion that I make and go for devil. Get to your shoe rather come and know you are so able.
Stamp. Far-reaching Australia, desert bush camp. As capitalism tightens its clamp. Outside their world, well the kids still dance. Brought enhanced by culture, Lennox dance. Wisdom in trance and a glance in the eyes of an elder seldom seen. Stronger, unbeaten by the welfare machine.
Let them know.
Just the fact that you're alive, the glint in your eyes, your grace and your love and your will to survive. Your smile, 40,000 years wide, not a victim to the system, but a warrior insisting to be heard. Still listening for justice, still breathing for hope, still thinking for love, still giving despite the poverty that we live in. Every baby here born with a rhythm.
I will bound up nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Well, me coming from the ghetto, still me never build the system. I will bound up nowhere, nowhere. Me cut about the rest, I know me living for the best. I will bound up nowhere, nowhere, nowhere. Well, me coming from the ghetto, still me never build. But now them can't believe in the ghetto. You them overtaking and rising up positively. Yeah, watch out now.
In the studio at the moment, we've got Izzy and Nikki, and also we have Andy, and they're all here to talk about West Papua, and we're going to talk about why this action is happening, the human rights abuses in West Papua, and we're going to talk to Andy about that. How are you going, Andy?
Oh, good, thanks, Linda. West Papua history. In West Papua was a Dutch colony, as was Indonesia, after World War II, when the Dutch were kicked out of Indonesia. I guess they, West Papua is completely separate, ethnically separate, religiously separate, obviously a separate, not the same landmass or anything, but Indonesia kind of claimed it in the process of the Netherlands being removed. So in 1962, Indonesia moved in and occupied West Papua, and despite the Dutch's attempts to set up self-determination for the West Papuans. And then The US actually, as always, in any kind of murky human rights things, the US has its fingers in there somewhere, because they were worried about Indonesia getting too cozy with Russia during the Cold War and trying to get Russia's help in securing West Papua. So the US stepped in and did it for them. And John F. Kennedy was involved in like helping Indonesia settle in West Papua. But in 1969, there was a referendum known as the Act of Free Choice, but mostly now called the Act of No Choice in West Papua, where 1,000, out of all the population of West Papua, 1,000 leaders were asked to vote whether they would remain with West Papua, and at gunpoint were forced to remain with Indonesia at gunpoint. And that was ratified by the UN at the time. I have no idea why, but it still stands, and the UN still considers it a valid vote, and so this is a problem for West Papua.
And there's also US mining interests in West Papua.
That's right. The Freeport-McMoRan gold and copper mine is a humongous thing, the biggest taxpayer for Indonesia, and there's a lot of multinational mining companies in there getting their hands dirty. Using the Freeport-McMoRan mine uses the Indonesian military as security. The Indonesian military, which also... Over the last 50 years that Indonesia's been there, the most conservative estimates are that 100,000 indigenous West Papuans have been killed, but a lot of Papuans believe that it's closer to 500,000.
And the West Papuan people that are struggling, they're the indigenous people.
Yeah, that's right. The like Melanesian people in West Papua, that these days there's a lot of Indonesian people moving there, and actually I think less than half the population now is indigenous West Papuan because of the mining companies and Indonesia's push to move people there and kind of colonize West Papua.
And you were saying, I heard on Saturday night at the fundraiser, there was a fundraiser on Saturday night which was well attended, and Andy organized it, so good on you, Andy.
It was very good. Thanks, everybody, for coming.
And I heard talk there about the fact that you can't just go to West Papua.
Yeah, that's right. You have to go to Jakarta and get your Indonesian visa and all that, and then apply for a special permit to go to West Papua, which is very rarely given to foreigners. And so foreign media is not allowed in there. Human rights observers aren't allowed in there. And even tourists generally aren't allowed in there.
Yeah, and this is part of the problem, is that there is no media is allowed in there. There's a media blanket. So a lot of even Australians, even though West Papua is closer to Australia than Tasmania, a lot of Australians don't even know it exists, let alone what's going on there. So that's partly what the flotilla is about, is drawing attention to that. It's basically a media exercise to draw attention to the issue by making that cultural reconnection.
And how many West Papuans are in Australia?
Oh, I think that, well, there's quite a few, because I mean, I can't really actually give an authoritative number.
Sorry for that swerveball question there.
Yeah, heaps.
Yeah.
In Melbourne, there's quite a strong West Papuan community. Yeah. In Brisbane, there's a few students and a couple of refugees. Yeah. But it's not so many, but there is quite a few.
But, yeah, like they have, like, student exchange programs and that sort of thing to try to... and then, of course, yeah, refugees so as well. Yeah.
In Melbourne, there's also quite a lot of the 43 that came by handcuffed canoe. So yeah. I think it was 2006, 43 people came from Papua, including, like, children, kids and stuff. The engine broke, I think, on the first day. They floated around for about 5 days without food or water, and then washed up just near Weipa on the west coast of Cape York. And so I guess their story of survival and their journey here has partly inspired the flotilla as well. And a lot of those crew are involved in organising the flotilla back to West Papua.
Yeah, United Strike. Randy is a drop. Here we go. United we stand, united the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand, united the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand, united the people, together as one.
together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle.
Yo, I'm true to my roots, so diva. Katika hii scenario, nishavuta aerial. Kulche ya upanga, amani tulipata. Waishi kwa matata, utata mashuja. Wali fight kufri neighbor, sababu ya land. Freedom na labor, hii struggle wali handle. Wakatafta map, wakatutoa kwa hii jungle. Truku, strength ya muscles, sisi ya tukutoka. Ndani ya captivity, daily, tuatafuta liberty. Decrease calamity, policy kuchorwa, kuwa implemented. Bado, tuko, under ukoloni. Nauliza, how deep is our bond between the common mwananchi and the government. Na praise softly, na blame loudly. In united struggle, yeah.
United we stand, united the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle.
Like pawns on a chessboard. Like democracy is a fucked up word. Like the dove of peace, a dying bird. She cast her last vote to wake up with a machete at her throat. Dead until we swim the moat. River smiles wide, way to the other side. Move like ghetto mud slides, waiting on the other side. Other fellow human beings with hopes, fears and dreams. Maybe you didn't hear them scream. They were screaming just like you. Desperate for justice and for truth. Let those voices come united. Ignite the fire from inside us. Let us bridge the divide and fight humanity to guide us. Can your children of the sun, with your hearts and minds on the run, please let the peace come. Let the peace come.
United we stand, united the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle.
Harakat na mwito mapenduzi ndio sauti leo niita toka nyikani. Kunelekeza kwenye kipaza, isiweza kuokoa bara. Mwana revolutionary najiuliza maswali ni shacho. Na hali, umasikini kosa taratibu. Maone machache madingi kipewa kipombele. Mtawa taki tusonge. Na kumbati wasi MC Field Masho Kimathi. Hinya kati na jitolea mwanga tayari kudedi. Meli tayari na zama, siezi simama. Na kimbiza muda wakati. Na toa tie na suti na funga booty. Niki Masho mahasla pamoja. The people's army, ready to take over. Symbol of justice, free world, bila slave, bila master. Tu dunia sivyotaka, kikosi makamanda, siwa na siasa. Mamlaka kuwapatia wengi wanaumia. Kunusurika, nipe masikio juisi. Wimbo ni sera na guzo. Wasi, yeah man.
United we stand, united the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle, united we stand. United the people, together as one. United we struggle. As one,
as one,
as one.
And we're talking with Izzy and Nikki and Andy in the studio about the Freedom Flotilla to West Papua, which is well and truly getting underway at the moment. And Uncle Kevin Buzzacott from the Arabana country is involved in this. I guess it was his idea.
Yeah, he was the main culprit.
And there's there's a connection between the indigenous people of Australia and West Papua.
There sure is. I guess the whole Melanesian region, but if you look even at the, like, geographically in the maps, like during the Ice Age, Australia was connected. You can see where the two islands fit together, and people would walk, would trade, would move between these lands. And I think that's why a lot of there is a lot of connection in the culture and the stories and the song lines and stuff that has somehow, like, remained with people. And I guess the whole connection with Uncle Kevin and Jacob was to reconnect that those cultural ties, and also with that the cultural responsibility of caring for each other. So yeah, there's also a story too about the water that comes up in the Mound Springs near Lake Eyre. It's something, I don't know the full story, but it's something to do with the water that comes down through the highlands in Papua, and it comes underneath and it comes up in the Artesian Basin, and it probably takes a million years or so to get there. But they're shared waters.
And through this journey from West Papua, from Lake Eyre to West Papua, it is reconnecting the nations that you're going through on the way.
Totally. And with that, I guess building solidarity and also recognising the sovereignty of all those people's lands along the way.
Fantastic.
And sort of drawing attention to the two kind of the two disasters that have occurred that have separated the people. First of all, the ice melt 10,000 years ago, and then more recently colonization that has caused those people to be separated, and now this is about reconnecting post sands disaster.
What's going to be happening out at Lake Eyre?
Well, there'll be a ceremony to collect the water from the Mound Springs and the ashes as well. We'll also have a big mob of creative peoples playing music. We'll take a sound system out there. We'll have the Peace Bus, which will be leaving from Sydney around the 10th or 12th of July and then coming through Melbourne, so people are welcome to jump on board that. And that will have a sound system and also hopefully lots of musical making implements. And so yeah, we'll get together, have a big celebration for the start of the journey, and people are most welcome to join us there or anywhere along the way. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of music and art, I guess, be inspired by this journey and made on the journey. So yeah, come see it evolve.
Yeah, there's actually a Facebook page for that actual journey for the Peace Bus. So what's that called? On Facebook, the Peace Bus, West Papua Peace Bus, if you put in West Papua Peace Bus. But we've also got Freedom Flotilla on Facebook. And then, of course, there's a website, freedomflotillawestpapua.org. So you can find all the information there, including our possible campaign fundraiser. I might just mention again, we mentioned it before, which expires very soon, in about 50 hours we've got left. And as you can imagine, the logistics of this crazy adventure are pretty intense, so we do need your help, peeps. That'd be fantastic if you could go to Possible and look at Freedom Flotilla, or go to freedomflotillawestpapua.org and link from there.
Yeah, so it's going to be an amazing journey, and I think it's going to link up all kinds of communities, Indigenous and non-Indigenous, and yeah, hopefully be quite a force to be reckoned with. And I guess it's up to each of us as individuals to use whatever creative means we have to educate the masses about what is happening, the human rights violations that are going on, and also just awakening a consciousness about Indigenous sovereignty. So yeah, it's a big story, and yeah, we're all part of it. So whatever networks you have, whether it's social media, art, music, lobbying, you know, Uncle Kevin's putting it to the politicians here in Australia and Indonesia, that we're requesting safe passage all the way, and we're hoping to get a positive response from them. So if you're listening, we're waiting for that response. Thank you.
This is something that came up on Saturday night, is that it's sort of a bit of an unknown.
It is an unknown entity. I don't think anything exactly like this has been done before. So far we've secured the sailing permits for Indonesian waters. We're still, we've applied for visas. We're waiting on that. So the bureaucracy is at work, but we're also travelling on Aboriginal passports with West Papuan visa stamps, so acknowledging that sovereignty and using that, I guess, to make a political statement about the situation there and here, and recognising those kind of ancient laws and the people that are from there originally, as opposed to the colonial system that is ruling the show at the moment.
People join in?
Well, you can either jump on the Peace Bus, or you can just jump in whatever vehicle you have access to, whether it's a bicycle or a dinghy or a canoe, doesn't matter. You're most welcome to join us anywhere along the way. And so you can get in contact with us through the website, or you can just turn up, bring some food and water if you're coming out to the desert, and maybe some spare fuel and all that kind of stuff. If you want to come on the boats, get in contact with me ASAP, especially if you want to go all the way to West Papua, because there's a lot of paperwork and stuff to do. And if people go to the website, they'll be able to contact us directly, because
it's really complicated.
It's limited spaces on the boats. If you have a boat and you want to come, contact us ASAP, because we have a big list of people that are really keen to get on board. And if you have a boat, there's a whole lot of paperwork you got to do to get that into Indonesian waters without any humbug. So, get in contact and come along. And even if you want to sail, just join us for a day sail, or maybe just join us from Cairns to Daru. We're doing a solidarity sale, Cairns to Daru,
where you can Torres Strait,
through Torres Strait, and you can get your visa on arrival in PNG. So that part of the sale is a bit less complicated and less compromising for people that are concerned about, you know, the impact of the military and their boat status. So
Course, when we get to we're having the big concert in Cairns before we leave, the Rock the Boat concert on the 17th of August, which is when we will leave from Cairns, go to Cooktown, up through the Torres Strait to Daru, and we'll get to Daru around the end of August, and we're having Rock the Boat 2 in Daru, big concert there as well. So a lot of big parties along the way. It's definitely there's a lot of festivities occurring the whole time.
And yeah, it's music and culture that, you know, can bring people together. And I suspect there's a whole lot of people that remembers Bob Marley's lyrics more than Julia Gillard's when it comes down to it. So yeah, we're going to use all the ingredients we can to change the world.
Fantastic. And that was the message behind your United Struggle project. And I talked to you right sort of when it was beginning and coming together. There's a video on YouTube I mentioned last week, and we're playing a few songs from that on the show lately. I've got a song called Blind in Istanbul, and this is going out with solidarity to people who are standing up for their rights in Turkey at the moment. Do you want to mention what it's about?
Well, this song was actually recorded by Fran. She's in numerous bands and also my housemate. She recorded it while she was touring over in Turkey. But I think the vocal sample is from a refugee that we met in Calais who was hiding out from the establishment and attempting to get over to London. So, yeah, it's a bit of a mixture, this one. So, yeah, a mixture of Istanbul mixed with Iran and Calais and, yeah, a whole lot of other adventures. So, yeah, much respect and solidarity to the people in Turkey right now. Here we go.
Back to Iran, I thought about that. We don't like people, organization, there are some group, and like Mujahideen and like Son of the Shah. We don't believe these people. As you say in Farsi, my eyes become open. It means I see the people in the world. Don't like president like Ahmadinejad, so we suggest to have a president like Mousavi. Mousavi is also part of this government before, but now he said, I want to change. It means, so we said, first step is to change. My eyes become open. It means I see the people in the world, how they are in the world, how they are living.
Throughout this episode, you've been hearing songs from the United Struggle Project, which is a project Izzy organized over a number of years, visiting refugee camps and slums in Africa, Europe, and Asia, as well as Aboriginal communities in Australia. The project gave people living in these isolated places the opportunity to express themselves through music and video. You can find out more about this project at unitedstruggleproject.org or download the album from unitedstruggleproject.bandcamp.com. And finally on the show, I just got back from a protest at the Greek Club in West End in Brisbane, where LNP National Leader Tony Abbott was giving a speech. The protest was organised by Equal Love Brisbane, and over 50 people attended. The crowd was a diverse mix of queer rights, refugee activists, unionists, anarchists and socialists. Of the socialists, only three were trying to sell a magazine or newspaper that I saw. Overall, it was a good show of the spirit of resistance in Brisbane, which is something we'll definitely need, especially with the G20 being held here next year.
The Liberal Party had a leader, and it was his name, B-I-G-T, 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 and
And for the rest of the show today, I'm going to be playing some West Papuan music. You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio. You can find out more information at autonomousactionradio.com.
Some will lead and some will follow, and some Society I teach people to be shallow. So learn from your past to thrive tomorrow. Identity you keep and you never borrow. Kanaka to the roots still boiling taro. The culture must survive or we live in sorrow. Rebel rocking ain't no bed of roses.
One door will open and another closes.
I'm starting a fire, better bring your hoses.
No turning back because I'm gonna choose this.
Oh, oh, I said do your thing. Don't ever let nobody rule ya. Oh no, I'm gonna do my thing while hypocrite try test me. Them haters hate only because Jah bless me. You think you big time but you not impress me. I'm trotting on down the road, I'm a rebel yo. Rebel rocking ain't no bed of roses.
One door will open and another closes.
I'm starting a fire. Bring your hoses.
No turning back because I'm on a choices.
We keep on rebel rocking till the day we die. We keep on rebel rocking to the very end. Only once, yeah. Oh, tumbu na, oh, tumbu na. Why you me go pass, yeah. All barata, na susa. Oh, Papua. You me want solwara, solwara. Put the money go on top, na sing out the mall. Get the melanesia. Rebel rocking ain't no bed of roses.
One door will open and another closes.
I'm starting a fire, better bring your hoses.
No turning back because I'm on a chose this.
We keep on rebel rocking.
See no genocide.
Equality for every race.
It's Melanesian island pride.
So stop all the killing in the West Papua. They'll never be a part of Indonesia. The heart of New Guinea beating this year soldier. We chant freedom for freedom. We free them for freedom. Rebel rocking ain't no bed of roses.
One door will open and another closes.
I'm starting a fire. Bring your hoses.
No turning back because I'm on a chosen.
We keep on rebel rocking till the day we die. We keep on rebel rocking to the very end.
You've been listening to Autonomous Action Radio on Z Digital. For more information about the show, you can go to autonomousactionradio.com or 4ZZZFM.org.au.
Listen up, listen up, yeah. Ah, yeah, I oh. Ah, yeah, I oh. Listen up, listen up, yeah.
Sun, he go down. Sun, he come up. Now what is that, yeah? Oh, where is Papua? Sun, he go down. Sun, sat by Hollywood Mall.